This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
So we have him right there.
What's his name?
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
And I'm your host, Alex Jones, Ken Ivory, Utah House Representatives. He's in District 47, AmericanLandsCouncil.org. Every legislature, every city, every county, even though it's a state matter, should be just hammered with this information, hammered with his book. This is the real prosperity. America will mathematically collapse if we don't get some serious growth. Talk about the math problem, sir, in closing in the last 5 minutes.
Well, yeah, you look at the math problem. Almost every state, nearly 50%, somewhere between 30 and 50% of their state budgets come from the federal government that is unsustainable. Government Accountability Office every year says it's unsustainable. It's the single largest line item of revenue for the states. So how are we going to take care of sick people, poor people, roads, public safety, educate our kids if we don't get ahead of the curve and get back to economic self-reliance? Yeah, there's a lot more we could talk about on that at another time. Big issue. We're working on something called Financial Ready Utah. It's our financial earthquake preparedness planning, some modeling tools to get there. But what's really critical, we've got folks in Congress now that are stepping up. They understand this is the only solution big enough. We've got folks preparing bills. We've got our own Jason Chaffetz heads the oversight committee. Going to start seeing some oversight on that. Congressman Bishop, the Interior Committee, and we're going to start seeing some hearings on some of these things. But critically, rights we don't know are no better than rights we don't have. And rights we don't exercise are no better than rights we don't have.
They're dead.
Property is essential. Liberty does not exist without the right and control of property. So get on the website, sign up, sign the petition, and then tell someone. I don't care how you do it. Carrier pigeon, smoke signal. I know that if Benjamin Franklin were around today, he wouldn't be setting type one letter at a time. He'd be on Facebook and Twitter, and he'd be jamming this information out as fast as he could go. And then tell your leaders. Tell them persistently. Fix their eyes steadily, as Thomas Hart Benton said, on the period of the speedy extinction of the federal title to all the lands within the state, which is what Illinois and Missouri and Arkansas and that great western state of Florida already did. Problems are the same. Already been done before. It is the only solution big enough. We need to make this the number one issue in the 2016 campaign because it is the only solution big enough to get our nation back to better health, better access, better productivity.
Well, look at Australia. It's beating the global curve of recession because they've got rare earth minerals being extracted. And it's not even really hurting their environment in most areas. I mean, it's such a big country like us. I mean, we should be in there getting that. We should be getting clean-burning coal. Is there any way to reverse what Clinton did, blocking all that clean-burning coal in Utah?
Yeah, we're working on a lot of those things. In fact, we've got states working back together on this thing. The critical word on that, Alex, is jurisdiction. The governing right, power, and authority. Where does the jurisdiction lie for the health, safety, welfare of the people? Now, that's something we're working on in Utah. We're working on with states all over the nation. And critically also, this whole idea of federalism, this governing partnership, the critical word there is union. Federalism is a team sport. To be an independent check to the federal government, states have to start working together, both at the executive level, at the legislative level, at the attorney general level. It's happening in some instances, but we've got to get that more coordinated.
Absolutely. States have got to team up. That's what some of the corrupt elements of the feds are scared of. In the one-minute closing, you sound pretty confident, though, that the system knows we're going to go bankrupt if we don't do this. The question is, can we do it fast enough? Why are you so confident?
Like Ronald Reagan said, Alex, it's a wonderful time to be alive. We have no choice. We have no other option but to succeed and use the liberty, the property, the self-governance we have, and that's what's in our DNA. It's a wonderful time to be alive. We're lucky not to live in pale and timid times, he said. We've been blessed with the opportunity to stand for something, for liberty and freedom and fairness and property. These are things we're fighting for. So get to the website, AmericanLandsCouncil.org. Get in the game. We're here. We're leading on this. We're here to help anyone who wants to.
Ken, we're out of time, but I'm impressed with your work. I was already aware of it, but thank you for coming on. I want to have you back on soon to talk about your book, Where's the Line? How States Protect the Constitution. Godspeed.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. Simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Walter Jones had to reschedule. Had a conflict, so he'll be on sometime next week. Congressman, doing a great job. We're going to open phones on this Friday edition. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, since our guest was on with us for 30 minutes, we've had folks holding. We had some police officers, active duty military call in. George Soros admits his foundation, give me the exact name of it, Open Society Foundation, the one that overthrew Ukraine, that he brags he overthrew on CNN, financing the radical anti-police demonstrations. And these are the demonstrations, the demonstrators being bussed in, the white agitators, saying, deck the halls with dead cops. I mean, you've got free speech, folks, but if somebody's walking around in front of me saying, I'm going to kill you, But see, they're allowed to do it because they're there to stir everybody up and destabilize this country. I know I've harped on that. I'm all for indicting bad police. I'm all for not hiring bullies. I'm all for when a cop's being arrogant in your face, out of control, standing up to them and speaking out against what they're doing. I don't like the threat continuum training they get where they taser you, some of the police, if you don't do exactly what they say instantly at a traffic stop or something. Obviously, the police, though, feel intimidated. They're being attacked more and more. The society's destabilized. So they're telling them to keep control of the situation, be really aggressive. Well, that's then going to be shown on the news and then used against the police. And it's building towards a confrontation when most police don't act like that. But it creates the perception that that's going on. Look at the IRS taking old ladies' houses with no judge, no jury, no indictment. New York Times reported on that and said, is this okay? Oh, this lady had a restaurant for 40 years and usually only made about $300, $400 a day or a little one, you know, five-person diner or whatever, you know, like five little seats at the front. And so they said that was structuring her money, that she deposited it. So they took her life savings of $33,000, even though they admit it was after-tax money, and she didn't steal it. But the regulation, they implement it, and they interpret it that they're going to take your money. See, that's the mega crime. And Congress is letting that happen. Congress is letting the IRS target hundreds of thousands of gun owners, Tea Partiers, Christians, veterans groups, you name it, harassing them. And not getting in trouble and lying about it and getting caught destroying hard drives. The IRS, and I don't even mean the average IRS person, the IRS itself, a collection agency for the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is the number one issue. The minions of it, like George Soros, Zbigniew Brzezinski, David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, the Clintons, the top Bushes. But even those people are just minions. We're talking Dutch royalty, British royalty. We're talking the Rothschilds. We're talking Soros with all his European holdings that are a lot more than $20 billion. These are the people, the big Chinese drug cartels, the Japanese mafia. We're dealing with global mafias. When you go look at who funds anti-gun initiatives, and I'm going to your calls, Robert and others. When you look at who funds the environmental land-grabbing stuff, it's always Goldman Sachs, always J.P. Morgan, the Chinese government. The Chinese government is taking over land in Michigan, in Nevada, in Arizona, in Texas. And let me tell you, the federal government just rolls over and gives them public land for nothing. Nothing in many cases, or pennies on the dollar. This is a bunch of crooks like Hitler and Stalin dividing Poland in the Warsaw Pact. And I'm not going to sit here and put up with it. You're like, oh, well, who are you? What are you going to do? Listen, this stuff's so outrageous that if the people know about it, it's over. Let the feds that have been captured and our globalist fronts tell the West, sorry, Nevada, 89% is ours, and we're going to run all the cattle people off. Folks are done. That's why you can argue, hey, Bundy and them were wrong to stand up to the feds and run them off that property. They took the land that he had grazing rights to. Since 1876, they ran the other 35 families off that land in the last 20 years. They put grazing fees on there that had never been there, and they claimed he was a welfare person because he was out in the middle of the desert raising cattle on scrub brush. They know the public doesn't know about grazing rights and water rights, surface rights, mineral rights. I do. We've had land in the same spot since 1829. We've got the Mexican land grant. We paid for it. 3 cents an acre. We still got part of it. Sold it off over the years. It used to be big. And East Texas is still thousands of acres. I know about it. See, so I know Bundy was right. But the public, that old man thinks he owns the national park? What in the world? It's not the national parks that are only a few percentage of federal land. See, I always say, what, do you want to get rid of those? No, we're talking about millions and millions of acres in southern Nevada. that they suddenly are putting blocks on the roads so people can't go down the river and swim, or so you can't ride your four-wheelers. Or federal paramilitaries, months before this happened, shot a 15-year-old kid in the back on his bicycle because he didn't stop when they said, get off the federal land. And so a bunch of feds showed up, sort of beating people up all over the place in the middle of nowhere, saying, nowhere in this county on these roads can you stand on the side of the road and protest. You have to go in a little box. And people, and then they beat some people up. So folks showed up with guns, and the feds, the paramilitary they had, aimed guns at them and said, we're going to shoot you if you continue. And the people continued on, and the feds had to back down because they didn't want the Civil War to start with a bunch of white, Hispanic, black people up against a bunch of, I didn't see any black feds, Hispanic and white feds, because that wasn't the racial angle they wanted. They want a Civil War to start black against white, so we don't all feel like we're in it together. They want it to be local cops we start the Civil War with, by shooting them in the head in cold blood, not hands up, but guns on, walking up saying, hey, you got 100 of his cattle in there, you're letting die. And there's already been an order for you to back off, so you didn't do it. We're coming in. And they had to stand down, and our reporters were there. It's historic footage. The people there weren't looking for a shooting war with the feds. They'd been pushed all the way to the wall, to bankruptcy. And don't worry, beef prices are record cost. Most people are going out of business. Where do those cops think, those federal police, federal troops, really, think the hamburger comes from they eat at the diner down the road? Don't you understand? You got 89% of the land out there, and it's not enough. And when the corrupt federal courts are out of control, there will be equilibrium. There will be, for every action, an opposite and equal reaction. Equal and opposite reaction. So you're just on the wrong side. If you're a Fed out there in camo aiming assault rifles at people on horses, and it's when you pointed the guns at people who didn't have guns, the guns came out. See how that works? And the Feds did the right thing. They backed off. And Harry Reid is so angry. He wants you to go out there and die stealing land from Americans. He wants you to go out and mess with the hardest working people that are around, because they're the enemy. They don't want welfare. They don't want a handout. They want to produce, and the system doesn't like it. Robert in Missouri, corrections for 20 years, former military. Soros is public, trying to start a civil war with police. What do you make of it?
Well, you know, I live here in St. Louis, Alex, and, you know, if you pay attention to St. Louis news, which, you know, this is near and dear to my heart, I got 80-year-old relatives that live in the Ferguson-Delwood area. And guess what? We've been having killings in this town, and it hasn't been making national news. We had 7 murders in 24 hours just the other day. They've got these kids, these young black kids with nothing but a pot to go to the bathroom in. They got them so wound up against just whites in general and the usual suspects like...
No, I know. It's in the local St. Louis news. Every day a white gets shot or their head clubbed in, and the national media won't talk about it because it doesn't fit into their narrative right as they put out Selma movies to put salt in the wounds. I mean, you can see what they're trying.
Yeah, and I called this out from the day this all started with Mike Brown, that I knew it was orchestrated from the top levels of this rotten federal cesspool. And, you know, this is the point that, you know, the worse they make it out here on these streets, the further they can ratchet up this nasty police state. And, you know, I work behind bars. I've been doing this for almost 20 years. I was in the Marine Corps before I started this. And you know what? This is the psyop that, of all psyops in this country, you know, I try to wake my fellow, you know, compatriots up to this, and many of them are like the Blaze level awakened. They're only at the Breitbart Glenn Beck level. They're not willing to go to the next level. They still trust the federal government as some sort of an agency that's trying to keep a hold on this rather than the agency that's actually orchestrating this. And many of them can't make that next step. and it's tough. But people are starting to see it. But, you know, I know a lot of guys, you know, and the SWAT teams and so forth, and, you know, they don't want to go along with the gun confiscation, but at the same time, they're still not willing to go past that membrane that says, hey, the feds are running this thing. And that's the real problem.
Well, sure. And again, let's be clear. It's not the feds. It's foreign globalist interest under UN treaty publicly. I mean, George Soros is running CNN, MSNBC, and $33 million to get police anti-police riots going. I mean, how obvious, that's exactly what I'm saying, how obvious does this have to get?
It's a sick situation, and it's due to our own laziness. Our own.
You know what? Don't hang up, Robert. I want to come back to you briefly, and then to Kevin, Bob, John, Jacob. I want you to talk about the murders of whites that are going on that you'll see in the St. Louis News, but nowhere else.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Divide and conquer, balkanization, that's the name of the game. Robert in Missouri, 20 years as a corrections officer, former Marine. You know, we ought to talk about the racial attacks in Missouri because, I mean, especially a whole bunch of Eastern Europeans that have communities have been killed because they tend to live in the more inexpensive inner city areas, and it's on the news. And they just ask, is it racially motivated, even though witnesses hear of the chances they're killed? How does just murdering some random white person whose family history never had did anything to Africa? Well, how does burning down a black church stand? I mean, it's giving criminal elements who are also kind of dumbed down the excuse to go out and do violent things. And again, it's all part of getting us fighting with each other instead of the globalists that are sucking this country dry. I see it every few days. I'm not even really watching Missouri at this point or St. Louis, but you're saying it's happening pretty much every day. Yeah, I mean, I see these reports and the media nationally, especially. Can you imagine if a week seven black people in a city were being murdered because of their color of their skin, how big a news story it would be? Robert,
this is, you know, this we as people that pay attention to all this media, we've got to realize the media that is fashioned for black people to take in is totally different than the normal media that like a regular old white guy will take in. They have been. If you pay attention to it, it's a militarization of their mentality, and it ties in with this weaponized form of music, which is the dominant cultural factor in inner-city black life. And I've watched this for 20 years, and anybody that wants to come up and try to debate this with me, I'll come at you. Because, see, anybody that, you know, it's baloney. This is a weaponized form of music that is poisoning these kids. If you look at the murder rate, 59% of the homicides are done by African Americans, who are about 13% of the population. But within that 59%, well over 70 to 80% is those that are 18 and under, 20 and under. And so this is the thing. That's the cultural rot, is the music culture, Hollywood, the Django. This whole thing is meant to make them hate anything white. And the poor Bosnian people, you know, I got a friend. He was shot Monday night twice within a block of where Zamir Bedjic was hammered to death. And this is in the Bosnian part of town. It's a bar I hang out at. And he was shot Monday night by a couple of these little thugs that tried to rob him. They put a gun up to his head. He bats the gun away. He got shot in the hand, and he's in the hospital right now. And so, you know, this area right down here, they've got these kids hating on the Bosnians and white people like it's their fault.
Then these young thugs who think they're in the right are going to mess with cops that are trained killers and get killed.
Yeah, you know, it's this synergistic relationship, and they know that. The worse they make the culture, the worse the cops got to be. And, you know, it's terrible. They moved all the jobs offshore, the Chinese, the Indians, the Mexicans, and now we don't have anything here. And these kids are just lashing out. And then the weaponized form of rap music.
Sound like Louis Farrakhan, because that's what he says, attacking Asians and Mexicans and everybody else for taking the jobs. You know, I want to ask these inner cities, though, why can't folks get together and open their own businesses and stuff? Well, that's what Farrakhan says, too. The federal government deployed social welfare systems to make sure that didn't happen. So it is a planned program as a beta test on blacks, and now it's being deployed against everybody. And what you said is pure veritas. I appreciate your call. It's very sad. Very sad. And it's just because all I want is to not have black people abort half their folks and to not have the media trying to get a race war going and to not have this hip-hop murder gangster culture being deployed so much that it's hard to even keep my kids away from it. And let me tell you give gangster rap to white kids in rural areas, you get murdering gangs. Same thing happens. It is weaponized music. It is designed like brainwashing, you know, with these catchy beats, all of it, to just absolutely indoctrinate kids into a destructive lifestyle. And that's why the globalists, 110% back it. We're going to go quickly to Jacob, Randall, Bob, John, Bo, and others when we come back. I'm going bam, bam, bam to your calls. Then Pope advocates violence in response to free speech, but that's how Jesus died. I'm going to get some into this Kit Daniels article. We're going to look at some of the economic number and Obama's poll numbers. And we're also going to get into some geopolitical news that I haven't hit yet. Please don't forget, in the month of January, and it's going to end soon, you can get roughly half off on a PrisonPlanet.tv nightly news and documentary film ebook subscription. 20 people can use the membership. That's $2.50 a month. That's 12 cents a person a month.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Last night, a little dancer.
Last night, a little dancer. Last night, a little angel came pumping on the floor. She said,
turn this up for a minute. I want to hear a little Billy Idol.
And if it is honest, pray help from above.
Elon Musk gives $10 million to fight killer robots. Can't make that up. McConnell, Senate will try to pass House immigration bill. Going to be breaking that down. All this and more coming up. But first, Jacob, Kevin, Rob, Bob, John, Bo, we're going to all of you. Jacob in Utah, here on the air. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Alex. I hope you're having a great day. I just got a question for you. But first, I just want to say that Pure Strength, or, sorry, Pure Truth is Stranger Than Fiction at gmail.com.
Hold on a minute. Listen, do you have a specific thing that you want to cover on air or a question or comment? Because we can have folks spam people's phone numbers or emails out, and it causes problems sometimes. So we don't really let that happen unless we know who we're talking to on air. Did you have a comment or question today?
Yeah, I just want to say that you're doing a great job. You're waking up a lot of people, and I mean, if people can come to that,
All right, brother, I appreciate your call. You don't sound like a very serious caller to me, and it sounds like some kind of hokey pokey stuff going on. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Michigan. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to add something to Representative Ivory from Utah. This is really huge, and I want to just make a couple connections. The BLM are related to all the administrative agencies, which basically go in and confuse the meaning of words to confuse the mind. All of these agencies are bogus, the IRS, FBI, and I think you can connect.
And then they have federal judges rule that, oh, yeah, we can have 100% of the land in Utah or wherever. No, it's pure bull. We have to start saying no to this, or they'll have us out on the back 40 pulling stuff like a mule again.
Absolutely, and this actually loops around to the same thing that the Max Prince, you know, Sheriff Mack, and the constitutional sheriffs in those counties. There's going to be also the really important pushback on that is the constitutional sheriffs. And I might add that according to my information, and you can verify this, Sheriff Mack has had a little heart attack, and he's doing okay. Apparently he had a stent or something, but I just wanted to put that out, and everybody keep him in your prayers.
I didn't know that. We'll try to contact Sheriff Mack. I was wanting to get him on a few weeks ago. I didn't know that. Thank you, Bob. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Canada. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Alex, you there?
Yes, sir.
First of all, I don't want to pat you up on the back too hard because I know you get that enough, but I'm from your old stomping ground. I'm originally from Dallas, Texas. Grew up in the heart of Oak Cliff. And matter of fact, I was I did a lot of things for Kennedy back even as a young kid. I'm about 20 years your elder, maybe a little bit more. But getting to the point here today is that I've got to say, be careful how I say this, but my son is, I'll just say he has a work in Europe, okay? And in that work, he has a lady involved in his work, and she's from Paris. And her brother works on special forces with the Paris police force. And
okay.
Out of the blue, she was just telling, he was telling her, and then she told my son that that one of those two, the terrorists there, was actually in the office 8 or 9 times before it happened, one of the terrorists. And he said, he told her that the very day that it happened, they knew, the police, the special forces, knew exactly who had done it. And I thought that was strange. Matter of fact, I thought it was strange when I saw it on the news that these guys all wearing masks, and all of a sudden, within hours, they knew who they were. I mean, that stunk of an inside job to me. But anyway, I thought that information was pretty important. And it seems no reason for her to be lying to him. I mean, the situation, and it fits really with the whole situation and what happened there in Paris. But not just that. I mean, that's not the – can I take a few more minutes?
Sure, go ahead.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what in the world's going on with our government in the United States. I mean, I was in Europe when 9-1-1 happened, and I knew right off the bat when I saw it on TV, I said, something ain't right with this picture. And when you go through the whole thing, you can see it's an inside job.
It's ridiculous. But then the question is, what is an inside job? Criminal elements in the government with Muslim radical decoys who they were protecting, who were CIA, who were trained at military bases, colonels have gone public, were set up, nerve gas was released, they were killed, the planes were then flown into buildings by remote control, the buildings then had explosives pre-deployed and were blown up to cover up the evidence. And I've even interviewed people like Barry Jennings, who was the deputy head of emergency management for New York, who came on the show, talked about bombs in the building, how they blew up Building 7, and he was dead 2 weeks later.
President Kennedy, I mean, like I said earlier, I grew up in the heart of Oak Cliff, and we were let out that day from school to go see Kennedy come down in downtown Dallas. We took a bus down there, myself and my brother, and we were only three blocks from where it happened, around the corner from the
wow.
Texas Book Depository. And we actually were coming down from the building down on the street, and we heard the shots. It wasn't three shots. Give me a break. It sounded like a firework display. And there was much more than three. And as we were running to the end of the street, there were people running around the corner saying, the president's been shot, the president's been shot. And we saw the motorcade rushing off. And, I mean, even that, even as a young kid, I was in the sixth grade when that happened. And, to see what's going on, all these inside jobs, CIA, whatever's doing it, and on and on and on, it really doesn't take a rocket scientist. I've been around the world. I've seen things. I know what's happening. And, and I appreciate what you're doing, no doubt there.
Well, and, brother, thank you for thanking me, but I thank you. We're all in this together. And it's compartmentalization. It's government secrecy. It's the National Security Act that's allowed all these criminal elements to take over the government. That's why they want it to be in secret. Just like a bank robber will close the blinds and lock the door and say you're closed. The government says it's closed so that special interests can come in and take over. And now they're so bold, George Soros just struts around trying to get a civil war going to kill local cops so the feds, you know, can come in. I mean, that's what Soros is doing, trying to get these violent protests going, and it's happening. He wants to get a race war going. He's a piece of garbage. It's funny to him. But he thinks everybody's scared of him, and a lot of people are. I've heard other talk shows criticize him, and then they shut up. Because the stuff that he, let's just say the stuff that starts getting pulled scares people. Well, I'm not scared of any of it. And it's not because I'm macho or tough. I'm done. In fact, just imagining giving in to fear or imagining being scared of these people just is like I'm dead already. It's not going to happen. And we need to have that attitude of we're done. We know who you are. We know what you're doing. And just we didn't start this fight. And when the globalists blow up a bunch of stuff and try to blame it on us, we're going to get right in your face day one and expose it. And we're not buying into your official narratives anymore. We don't believe anything you say. Appreciate your call, John. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Bo in Virginia. Bo, thank you.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good, brother.
Well, I've only been awake for a couple of years. I've came to a conclusion, though, last night. I was watching a video that the Anonymous put out about how to kill the New World Order and save the world. And I was watching a video of Martin Luther King Jr. about the New World Order right before his death. And he said the only way that we can deal with the New World Order is through peace. Okay? And I believe that there's enough people in this country now that has half a brain that we ought to march on Washington en masse, peacefully, and try to bring a peaceful conclusion to this mess before it blows up in our face and we lose.
Well, that would be one of the answers. The problem is they've balkanized people, and I appreciate your call, God bless you, on so many angles and so many fronts, that they'd have provocateur groups in there immediately, or they'd find a sheriff's department, you know, on the way there that was controlled, that would attack us. It's just we're so balkanized by the criminals. That's why I like the idea of the states taking back the land, citizens taking back the cities. But you're right. Peace is the answer. They want us to get violent. They want to scapegoat the police, because Lord knows there's a lot of problems with the police, but make that the whole problem when it's a very small part of it. If you actually look at where the trouble's coming from, it's globalist social engineering. It's a scientific world program. It's eco-science that the White House science czar wrote about. It's a master global social engineering plan. And knowing the plan is half the battle. People really learning how the world works. And we've come so far. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I can't believe it's been 20 years. I've been 20 full years on air now. 20 full years. And in 20 full years, we've gone from most people, probably 70% of people, listening because they thought it was entertaining and funny, 30% knowing it was true, and accurate and contributing and educating me. That was part of the process. To now, 75, 80%, the numbers have flipped. No, the New World Order is real, global governance. But they say, what do you do about it? They want some simple solution. Another 25, 30% that would drink cyanide if the government told them to. Jim Jones cult members, mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness, normalcy bias. Those are all our enemies. Incrementalism, people believing that they don't have power, people so overwhelmed by the world and their kids and the laundry and jobs and that they just, you know what, I just want to have a life. I don't want to hear about it. I don't care. But caring and being involved is what's animating. It's like saying, I haven't worked out in 5 years, hypothetically. That was about how it was. I didn't work out for like 5 years. Went from being in great shape to being in horrible shape. Then tried to work out and it felt terrible, quit. Getting involved politically at first is like you hadn't lifted weights or jogged in years. It doesn't feel good. But you do it just for a few months, religiously, you're going to be addicted and not able to stop. I mean, imagine what Thomas Jefferson would be doing right now, or Martin Luther King would be doing right now. He wouldn't be running around saying, club Bosnians' heads in St. Louis because they're white, or throw Molotov cocktails at the police. In fact, he would win if the police attacked them and they didn't do anything. That's why the system protected the provocateurs so they could discredit demonstration to begin with. And that's why Soros is funding this anti-police movement, is because if they overthrow the government, they get to put in their system of control and he wins. If they don't, it makes a more centralized government take place to respond to it, which he already controls with Obama and his people. And it's not just George Soros, but if you've got to single out one guy who just is like constantly involved in everything bad, it's him. I mean, I cannot believe what a busy bumblebee he's been. So we need to be busy telling friends and family about this radio show. That's a good place to start. Getting copies of my films, making copies of them, giving them to people, putting them on access television, taking our videos from YouTube, PrisonPlanet.tv, sending them to Facebook, Twitter, sending our stuff out on your Facebook and Twitter. If you've got money and you're nouveau riche or you own a business and you've done pretty well, I don't care if it's my website. Start a news website, post articles to it you think are important, and put up a big billboard in your town. Or do it for Infowars.com. And Lord knows we're not perfect, but we're trying our best. Tell people about the show. Support your local AM and FM affiliates. Tell the local sponsors you're buying from them because they sponsor the show. Become a sponsor. That's how wars are won, is with money and with will. We're winning the info war. We've come from way behind to dead even right now, and the enemy is freaking out. The panic button is trying to get a race war going. That's why I harp on this, because the people doing this have overthrown countless countries with racial and religious and ethnic differences. They're experts at it, and they're trying it here, folks. They're trying it. And believe me, I'm not bragging, so don't thank me, because my life's worthless if we don't beat this anyways. My kids are in big trouble. So don't thank me. This is like bailing water in a ship or a boat that has holes in the bottom. We're rowing to land. It's a mile out. We can make it if two people row and four or five bail. Right now we got one person rowing and one person bailing collectively. We need to get everybody bailing that can bail, everybody rowing that can row. And look, there's not a question. That water's icy. We're going to drown and freeze to death in about 2 minutes if we get in it. We're a mile away. There's a cold wind in our face. It's hard going, but we're making progress. We got to get to the land. We got to get to the land. Because the alternative, your back's burning rowing, you better row harder. Because you're going to die if you don't. Just make the decision. You're going to row, and that's the end of it. And that's what makes you strong, just like working out. It's a process. Because we're in the hands of really wicked people. I mean, we are in their hands right now. I want out of their hands. It's basically like this. Here's an allegory, and we'll go to break and come back with calls. We're 2 7-year-old boys that got grabbed and thrown in a van at the park. We're tied up in the basement, And we've noticed that there are some clear plastic tanks that have got dead kids in them up against the wall. Maybe some kids' heads mount on the wall. You know, those are some real cases that have happened. Somehow, I get out of the bonds, and there's a big door. And I'm not strong enough with the crowbar to pry it open. But maybe if I get you out of the bondage you're in, we together, we can break our back and get that door open before this guy comes back from work and tortures us for a couple weeks. Now, I'm in here getting chills down my back constantly when I talk about this because I realize this is all real, folks. This is all really happening. I mean, there's a good chance you know they're going to come after me. That's why I've gotten even more serious, more focused, big picture the last few years. Because, I mean, this isn't a game, people. The stuff I've seen doing this, it's real. They've tried to buy me off everything. I mean, this is real. You understand, folks? This is real. The people running our government turned Syria over to Al-Qaeda to kill 300-plus thousand people, men, women, and children, and to blow up every church they found. You think they're nice people? George Soros is a demonic entity. He was involved, of course. I mean, do you understand that? They got us right now, folks, bound. Collectively, we can break out of here. You're like, well, that guy's scary. He may be up the stairs. At least you're going up the hall. At least you got a chance to get out of here. By the way, we're not 7-year-old kids. We're 800-pound gorillas to these chicken necks. So what? We find him up the hall. You understand? Start using your power. Start using your will against these people. Look what I've done in 20 years. There are people listening out there that would dwarf what I've done.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
From
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, coming to you from occupied Texas. I mean, I really am occupied by UN global government. I'm under FEMA Region 6, suspended constitution. They pretty much admit that now. I mean, just admit where we are to get out of it. We're tied up in a basement. Let's get out of this. Study, lack of exercise causes twice as many deaths as obesity, CBS News is reporting. Some good news, a new bill could mark the beginning of the end of Common Core, and 2 plus 2 equals 5. So there's a lot of stuff going on that front. Let's go back to your phone calls. There's some bad news, though. McConnell, the leader of the Senate, says the Senate will try to pass House immigration bill. I mean, it just never ends. With Republicans like this, who needs commie Democrats? Just a collection of crooks. Scott in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hey, brother.
Hey, been listening to you for 11 years, and this last week has just prompted me to call. I've been thinking about this for a couple of months. Remember the contract with America back in, I think it was 94?
Yeah, that was sabotaged on purpose by Newt Gingrich, yeah.
Right. Well, my thought is similar to the lines of that. What if we had a small college run by, say, all the guys that contribute to your show, your guests, say, with 100 kids, rewriting the entire code of federal regulations, all of the policies, everything that's in writing. And then we had a package, a replacement package, that a group of politicians could come around and say, look, vote for us, and we will vote this in as a replacement package, one slash deal.
That is the type of thing that is a velvet revolution that they never call a revolution in the end. Those are the type of revolutions that succeed. Usually violent ones fail. Ours succeeded because it was velvet ideas but armor-coated. And was, you know, a defensive move against tyranny. So we're one of the few violent ones that turned out good. But you're absolutely right. Just like they've got these initiatives to take the federal land back to the states and the people, those are now passing and having victory because it's such a good idea. Who can say no to it? They'd rather have some buildings blow up, some cops shot, so we can have a civil war because we would actually fix things peacefully. So, yes, something like maybe even having the Ron Paul Institute come up with a plan of an America reboot or America re-upload. And then people run on that, states run on it, federal run, to build a bigger coalition about what we pledge to do to restore the republic and just go back to what we know works. It's real simple, and it's a great idea. It doesn't mean your plan would succeed. It doesn't mean if Ron Paul did it, it would succeed. But those type of ideas, enough of them out there, will gain steam, and we will end up reforming the country. And that's how we should fix things, is with ideas, not with bullets. But if they come to take guns and start an offensive war on us and want to round people up, I mean, I'm sorry, you know, we have to defend ourselves, and we didn't come to look for a war, but if it's going to start, to quote the founders there at Bunker Hill, it's going to start right here. And so, you know, we'll have the moral high ground, even if they make it up and say we're terrorists, and we'll have to defend our families, and that's just the way it is.
If we did all of the work outside of Congress, the way they have groups write their legislation, and had everything done in place, you know, trying to elect a Rand Paul or a Ted Cruz, that's great, but we're never going to get the majority that way.
Plus, they can assassinate one of those people if they turned out to be legitimate.
Right, but if we had an overhaul package in place ready to go, And a group came along, a majority group of politicians said, look, vote for us, and we will vote this legislation.
Oh, I totally agree with you. It's a genius plan, a real contract in America, but not an American emergency resurrection package. And we need to promote it so that when things collapse by design, we don't get the globalist reboot. We get the republic reboot that we need. I'll see you Sunday, folks, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'm going to do a little bit of overdrive, internet only. InfoWars.com/show. Come back to your calls.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.